Shalom Avraham, we're learning Sfas Tamim from the Chavetz Chaim, Perek Gimel, Shir number 27. Pasuk says, V'haftas Hashem lekecho, v'chol mo'idecho, v'shalav Hashem, v'chol mo'idecho. What is v'chol mo'idecho? Dafka mo'idcho shalcho, your resources, what you have, what Hashem gives you. Mashikoso v'chol nafshecho, this that we should serve Hashem with all of our nefesh. It doesn't say nefesh, but it says nafshecho, your nefesh. What is the lesson? It says the Chavetz Chaim, L'hayris lanu, it's come to teach us. Shekol echad sarich la'ved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each person has to serve Hashem. L'fi koichos haruchniim she'edibi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'nafshoi. Each person has to serve Hashem with his koichos, with his strength that Hashem gave him. That's nafshecha. L'istapik b'mashu o'ivir Hashem k'moy chaveiroi. And it's not enough for a person to serve Hashem the way his friend is serving Hashem. Maybe his friend's koichos are not the same koichos that you have. Maybe a person has different talents in different ways. The person has to utilize those talents to serve Hashem. Each person is going to be judged according to his gifts that Hashem gave him, according to his intellect, according to his abilities that he's able to serve Hashem. And if someone else is serving Hashem in a certain way, and that person is putting in 100%, and this is what we say, that Moshe and Aaron were equal. Sometimes it says Moshe first, sometimes it says Aaron's name first. So Rashi tells us that they're equal. What does it mean they're equal? So Moshe Feinstein explains that if you have an 8-ounce glass, and you have a 10-ounce glass, and you fill them both to the top, so they're both equal, they're both full. But 10 ounces is more. So Moshe Rabbeinu was given more koiches. But they both used their koiches 100% to the max. And that's what Kosh Baruch is teaching us, telling us over here from the Chavetz Chaim. That each and every one of us, V'ahavta eis Hashem lekecho b'chol mo'idecho, b'chol nafshecho, with all of your resources, whatever you have, whatever Hashem gives you, that's how we have to serve Hashem. B'chol nafshecho, all of your koiches, that's how you have to serve Hashem. What Hashem has given you, not what He gives to someone else. That's how you have to follow and do what someone else does. Hashem gives you more koiches, use more koiches. Hashem gives you more money, use more money to do mitzvahs with it. In the next shiur, the Chavetz Chaim is going to discuss the power and the schus of giving tzedakah and the protection that comes along with giving tzedakah. However, as we'll see in the next shiur, Mitzvah Hashem, if that tzedakah is attained through cheating and stealing, and forcing to get that money from other people, the protection of the tzedakah does not exist.